cattle futures continued lower on Tuesday. Beginning this month and for a good ways into next year, Kansas feedlot net returns forecast positive returns to cattle feeders. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 23rd of September. Cattle futures closed lower Tuesday, especially feeder cattle, with the lack of cash direction, demand wonderments, and perhaps queasiness over the next cattle on feed report due out Friday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 64 cents lower across a range of 20 cents to $1.02 lower. Except for 62 cents higher in spot set, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.33 lower across a range of 47 cents to 167 lower. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 78 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $215.44 a hundredweight. Select was 48 cents higher at $206.30. Corn futures closed unchanged to fractionally mixed. Soybean futures closed 1 to 3 cents lower through SEP of 21 and then 5 to 8 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Tuesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, steer and heifer calves were selling steady to $3 higher, with instances of $6 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where there are 3,750 head on offer. At Winter Livestock in Riverton, Wyoming, feeder calves sold mostly steady, with instances of $2 to $4 higher. Yearlings sold from $3 to $5 lower to $2 to $4 higher. There are 1,551 head on offer. Steady undertones were noted for steers at Miles City Livestock Commission in Montana, where there were a total of 1,496 head. Finally, steer and heifer calves sold steady to $3 higher in a light test at Keenesville Livestock Auction in Missouri. Yearlings there sold $3 to $7 higher. There were 1,384 head on offer. Today's Cattle Current Market Update is brought to you by Kansas State University Beef Stocker Field Day, scheduled for October 1st. The always much anticipated event will be held virtually this year because of the pandemic, but remains loaded with timely, cutting-edge information. Plus, you can attend for free. To do so, look up the Kansas State University Beef Stocker Field Day on the internet, or go to asi.ksu.edu/stalker field day. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday, with technical buying the apparent driver. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 140 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 34 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 184 points. Projected cattle feeding returns improved significantly in September compared to recent months, according to the latest monthly historical and projected Kansas feedlot net returns from Kansas State University. Net returns for closeouts in August were estimated at a negative $162.33 a head for steers and a negative $101.76 for heifers. Keep in mind, estimates are on a cash basis and don't include price risk management. Starting in September, though, net returns for steers are projected to be positive for the next 7 months, September through March, ranging from $20.56 a head in September to $101.52 in October, with feedlot cost of gain ranging from $80 and a penny per hundredweight in September to $84.71 in February. Projected net returns are positive for heifers during the same period of time, ranging from $8.41 a head in January to $66.18 a head in October, with feedlot cost of gain of $87.67 a hundredweight in September to $91.42 in March. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 23rd of September. Remember, you can find a weekly summary and highlights at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.